Let's go on to the third one. What is happening in Australia's cotton industry? Dare we say that this is a good news story. The Australian cotton outlook and the world cotton prices are both looking good for those in the industry. The cotton industry is leading into the picking season, normally around March and April. And there are forecasts that the Australian cotton crop may be, and forecasts vary, around 4.5 to 4.8 million bales. Once again, for those not in the cotton industry, this is a very good figure. It might be 25% down on last year, as a lot of agricultural cropping products are down on the last two good years. But as we say, that is coming off an exceptionally good year. And that figure forecast for this coming season would still be around the sixth highest ever for Australia. In fact, not far off the fourth highest figure as well. So that's looking strong. There have been good rains in a lot of areas, and that is optimistic. Globally, cotton prices are very high at the moment. It is interesting as to why when you compare them to a lot of grain and oilseed prices, which have slumped. Global cotton prices are their highest since 2022. They've particularly surged for a few reasons. First of all, there is a concern about supply, the amount of cotton in the world after the US drought. And that has meant that cotton importers and processors have paid a bit more to really try and lock in supplies. Interestingly, that supply could be at a seven-year low, and cotton importers need to have cotton in their warehouses to process, to turn into clothes, to turn into home goods as well. The second thing about cotton, and we've talked about this before, is that while some food imports may go down in tough economic times because people might be buying less, cotton always looks further ahead. And cotton importers often look beyond tough economic times, knowing there'll be a recovery, so we'll buy up so that they have time to process and have goods to sell when things recover. And this has been happening for decades in cotton, and we're seeing that right now. A number of countries pay more for this post-hard economic times and keep those prices high so they have the goods ready when things get better again. And we could well see that this period of high cotton prices last well into 2024.